Hello and welcome to this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. We're talking today with Lei-Yu Shi and Douglas Singh, authors of the best-selling text, Delivering Healthcare in America, which will be available in a new fifth edition this September. Lei-Yu Shi is professor of health policy and health services research at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and co-director of the Johns Hopkins Primary Care Policy Center. Dr. Shi's research focuses on primary care, health disparities, and vulnerable populations. Douglas Singh is associate professor in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs at Indiana University, South Bend. Dr. Shi, can you tell our listeners why is the study of the U.S. healthcare system important for students pursuing a degree in public health, health administration, or other health professions?
Sure. Well, Bill, I think there are both direct benefits and indirect reasons why students should study healthcare system in the U.S. You know, directly, I think many of our students have a career objective in the healthcare industry. So we have lots of chapters and content areas talking about those various settings. So it's very likely they will be end up working in one of those settings. So that's the direct benefit. Indirectly, I think wherever you work, you are going to be exposed to healthcare-related inferences. So our textbook actually provides important contextual and background information and environment wherever you work. I think knowledge of those are also critical wherever you work. So let Doug maybe having more things to add.
Yeah. One important thing about our healthcare delivery system is it's very complex. And therefore, a textbook such as ours is needed to simplify the complexities, so students can get a good understanding and background into things such as the various ways of financing healthcare, since we do not have a universal health insurance system. Health insurance, which then provides access to healthcare services, is available to people through both private and public sources. But on the other hand, not everybody is entitled to receive services through a public source. And then there are complexities in reimbursement. For example, Lei-Yu just mentioned many of our students are going to graduate and then work in the healthcare industry in some form of setting. And reimbursement, meaning the source of revenue for these organizations, is a very important area, something that every healthcare manager must understand. So in a nutshell, our book helps students to understand the complexities of the healthcare delivery system.
And to you, Dr. Singh, what improvements, updates, and changes have you made to the fifth edition, Delivering Healthcare in America?
One of the major changes that has occurred is the passage of the Patient Protection and Accountable Care Act, which is generally referred to as Obamacare, which in itself is a very complex piece of legislation. It runs into something like 2,700 pages. And even at this point, we don't have all the details as to what all is contained in this piece of legislation. So that is a major change. Now, the way we have dealt with this issue, first of all, is to keep the structure of our book the same. In other words, we still have the 14 chapters exactly the way we have had them in the previous editions. But in each chapter, practically in each chapter, we have included whatever is relevant to that particular chapter from Obamacare. So that is one major piece of information that we have added to the fifth edition. The main areas dealing with this new law are contained in chapters three, which is the evolution of healthcare in the United States, and then in chapter six, which also provides a summary of the main features of this new act. And then chapter 14, which is about the future of healthcare delivery in the United States. Now, an important thing about this act is, since its passage, there has been a lot of opposition. And at this point, no one is certain as to what's going to happen to this act in the future. Now, certain features of this legislation have already been implemented, but the major piece that extends healthcare insurance to something like 30 million people is yet to be implemented, and that's going to be implemented, according to what we know today, sometime in 2014. Now, in between, anything can happen. The next year's election will decide, I think, to a great extent, whether this legislation is going to survive as it is or whether some major changes are going to be made to this law. So all that is in the future, and we have made some speculations in that area in our final chapter, Chapter 14. Apart from that, we have updated the figures, the tables, the exhibits, etc., with new information, new data. New research has been incorporated. This is something we have done in the past, and we continue to do that and carry it through into our current edition, and the same thing will happen in the future editions as well.
I'll be happy to maybe add a few. I think that Doug just highlighted the healthcare reform. We really spent lots of coverage throughout various chapters and updates various data and tables and figures, which really is a hallmark of our textbook. As you know, healthcare industry is so dynamic, and every year with so many changes, those numbers are outdated very quickly, and our textbook actually provides the source of those most current information. I just want to add a few more, you know, highlights, one of which is the census. The 2010 census information has been incorporated in many of our tables and informations about our population, such as our vulnerable population. And then the Healthy People 2020 initiative is another major hallmark of this nation. And we have spent lots of coverage on that throughout various chapters. And there are various, you know, topical issues in healthcare development, such as new quality initiatives, such as our various clinical quality guidelines, the latest development in chronic diseases and preparedness, and various vulnerable population related programs. So many of those things have been updated and expanded as well.
There are a couple of other things that are new in this edition. In Chapter 3, which deals with the evolution of healthcare, we did not say anything about mental health in our previous editions. So in this new edition, we are adding an overview of the mental health system as it has evolved in the United States. Then in Chapter 8, which is on hospitals, we have incorporated certain controversies that surround the physician-owned specialty hospitals in the United States. Another important area that has been added is the magnet recognition, which is an accreditation or a credentialing, rather, by the American Nurses Association. So we have added that. And then accountable care organizations is something that has just started to evolve. It actually proceeds from health reform that we were talking about earlier. And we have incorporated that in Chapter 19, which is on managed care and integrated systems, and also in Chapter 14. So those are some additional details that readers are going to find interesting and useful.
And finally, to both of you, there are many other texts on the subject of U.S. healthcare systems and delivery. What makes your book different from similar texts on the market?
I think there are two primary differences. One has to do with the organization that we choose. We have a conceptual framework that guides the various chapters, so it is easier to follow, and it is rational way of presenting the material, especially to our undergraduates or people without any familiarity with the healthcare system. Many other textbooks in the field try to bring up those subjects haphazardly and without much rationale behind. And the second difference is that we try to update with most latest information and figures and present the latest research findings throughout, whereas many other textbooks may be lagging behind on those. So we combine research with concepts. We integrate examples with our various definition and theories. So I think those two are probably the most important differences between ours and the ones in the market.
Well, thank you both for taking time to speak with us today. To learn more about the fifth edition of Delivering Healthcare in America, or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/healthcare in America. That's go.jblearning.com/healthcare in America. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.